Next question is Ms. Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A. First name is Cira, C-I-R-A, 5139. Make sure that's the right date of birth. In one second, one second. Yeah, 5139 C-I-R-A. I'm sorry, last name is C-I-R-A-M, middle name. Last name is Sanchez, not Herrera, Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. This is an 82-year-old woman who currently resides with her daughter and her husband, who's been evaluated for hospice placement because of end-stage dementia. First of all, she moved in with her daughter and her son-in-law back in 2014, which she's been very active, helping with cooking, home chores and going on trips and everything else with her family. She's married to her husband of 63 years, who is an accountant and is a very active member of the community, period. Nicaragua, in the past 6 to 9 months, the patient has been very angry. She has had more confusion. She's not sleeping. She gets into her family. She gets into her fight with her daughter. She uses foul language, which she's never had done in the past. Has been losing weight, lost appetite, having hallucination issues, needs help with ADL only when she even allows her daughter to help her with ADL. For example, her daughter says that she hasn't had a bath for some time and she's afraid to mention it to her because she gets very angry. Also, the house is in a lockdown because she's left the house many times. She has behavioral issues, especially at bedtime, consistent with sundowners. She sees things, she hears things, has auditory and visual hallucination, and has definitely had a change in her condition in the past 6 months. Her medical issues consist of dementia, long-standing, except worsening in the past 6 months, hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Also, history of gastroesophageal reflux and peptic ulcer disease. Medications include Lipitor, Losartan, and Protonix. Allergy, non-drug allergy. Surgery, she's had the stomach surgery because of ulcers, but no gallbladder surgery, no hysterectomy. Under social, she has been married 63 years. She sees her mom and dad talking to her on a regular basis, but her dad died when she was 14 years old and her mom died when she was over 30 years ago. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She's been a housewife, has 4 children. Right now lives with her oldest daughter and her husband, period. Her husband is an accountant and still trying to work. They're originally from El Paso, period. The patient's family have decided against no PEG and no resuscitation for their mom because of end-stage dementia at this time, period. This is, so blood pressure is 140 over 92, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, heart positive, home positive, three lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next surgery, these skin shows are actually muscle condition, positive muscle wasting noted. Assessment, number one. Here we have an 82-year-old woman with history of dementia long-standing. For the past 6 months, she's been more confused with decreased mentation, not sleeping, behavioral issues, decreased appetite, hallucination, both auditory and visual, needing help with ADL, getting lost in the house. The house is under lockdown because of the fact that she has a tendency to walk out. Also being angry with severe sundowner syndrome, especially at nighttime. Patient is also becoming ADL dependent at this time. She's cared for by her daughter and her husband, which they all live together at this time, period. It's very evident that this patient's, Ms. Sanchez's dementia has worsened to the point that now patients requires hospice at home with end-stage dementia, as was noted above, period. Nicaragua, patient's family has decided against no resuscitation and no percutaneous gastrostomy through placement in the future, period. Nicaragua, patient meets the criteria for hospice, and given her very quick decline in the past 6 to 8 months, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.